Supervisors meeting, April 26, 2018. Is there any changes to the agenda?
I have none.
I have none.
Okay, we'll need, firm head, back officials, Terry Johnson.
Good morning. Just busy in our office.
That's it?
Yeah, busy. Still trying to get done with the primary election, so, still got stuff to finish up on that.
Takes a while.
Yeah, it does.
Thank you. Lisa Schreiner, how's the recorder's office doing?
Well, we've been keeping pretty busy. Friday will be our last day of doing passports. Our part-time Chandra is leaving to go to the auditor's office, and we will miss her dearly. But we're hoping that maybe she will be able to do that, the passports, in the auditor's office. So, but we won't be doing it after Friday in our office.
What about the camera system? Will it stay down in your office?
No, that will go.
That'll go with it?
I'll give that to Terry. For a fee. No, I'm kidding.
I'll take it from you. We need to do a little rearranging in the office. We gotta get maintenance involved in that and do a little rearranging and see what we can get.
More work for Rodney.
Yeah, more work for Rodney.
I'd probably depreciate it out anyway.
What, the camera?
Rodney, maintenance, what's going on besides moving the camera around?
Just a lot of different things. Back to mowing again was kinda nice. We had a little bit of a break, but with all that rain, just back to mowing. Just got a lot of different things going on. Nothing new to report, though.
Thank you. Janelle, how's the crazy call?
Good morning. Like everyone else, busy. You know, motor vehicle typically spikes in the summertime, so they're very busy.
How's the county health department doing, Krista?
Good morning. We're keeping busy. We've been doing some outreach programs, some education. We had our early child Iowa meeting last week, and we are gonna have some changes in our funding. We won't be getting that grant for this year, but we're looking at serving our families in a different way. So, but other than that, just keeping busy with clinics.
Angie, how's the safety department?
Good morning. We're doing good, keeping busy, catching up on some little odds and ends things. We're doing some extra CPR trainings, some AED trainings, so everyone knows how to use the AEDs. And then we have a meeting today, a tour with our insurance group with a risk manager to kind of look over things and see how things are going, talk about any concerns that we may have, or so.
On that AED and that CPR training, can you get that, you teach that, right?
Yes, yourself? I'm certified to teach it.
And could, like, mine's up in October, so could I come to your class and get that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, the one I'm doing this week is for BLS, mm-hmm. So it's for the health department. It's a little more, it's more than just the regular CPR class. But yeah, I can absolutely get you a CPR class, get you certified.
Thank you. So. Jeff, how's the jail?
Doug?
You asked me about that? I'm gonna ask Doug.
The jail's doing good. Our population is at 87 this morning, so I never thought I'd be happy to report that number. There is nobody on the court list for this morning, so that's extremely rare that takes place. But other than that, there's nothing new to report. Well, I guess we're gonna be getting a quote back anytime now on the control board. We're still doing research and moving forward on that.
I see, last week you said that you had a jail inspection coming up in July.
Yeah, July 18th.
I went to that meeting for SAC and they had August down for you. I don't know, you might check them dates for sure.
Yeah, it's July 18th.
Well, Okay, Doug, how's your sheriff's department doing?
Sheriff's department's doing pretty good.
We just finished the transition of moving the, a new system of cameras in our, all our mobile vehicles to a Panasonic system from the old L3 system. So we're still trying to get everything up and running, but we're in the process of working on that this week.
Colin, how's the IT department?
Pretty good, just keeping busy, but nothing really new to report, so.
Thank you. Amy, how's the county attorney?
Very busy. We have a jury trial upstairs going today, another one downstairs tomorrow, and another one back upstairs on Thursday. For July, our jury trial list is looking like 53 cases just in district court alone, so we're swamped. But we're hanging in there, working hard, so other than that, I have an agenda item and that's it.
Thank you. Chris, how's conservation?
Like everybody else, busy. Parks are full, rivers up, so boat ramps aren't so busy right now, but the campgrounds certainly are. We got summer camps going. We're hosting our summer camps out of our main office because we were trying to get out of the way of the trail construction, which has started there at Stars Cave. The back section, we're anticipating the middle section to be starting any day now. I think they're going to use a subcontractor to get it started. And then, other than that, just keeping on, keeping on.
Thank you. Ryan Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. A couple updates, I guess. One thing I do want to mention, our project, large project for the summer, but out on Beaverdale Road, the concrete part of it that's going to extend from Washington in, oh, past the ramps there at the exit, that will be going closed probably Monday of next week. So that'll mess up a number of people's routes. I think we sent over 300 different letters last week to give people a heads up. Most of those should show up yesterday in the mail, actually. So we've already had a couple calls this morning, and it's kind of a one size fits all thing. It's nobody's gonna have access there until we're done. But it's just a busy place, and that's how we're gonna get it done. So the ramps will be closed, and that stretch will be closed. So that traffic will have to go around Flint Bottom or use some of the side roads, Washington Road, either direction. We'll do a press release, but the fire departments have already been notified. They did that at a meeting last night. And there are signs out on Highway 34. Bob, you should have seen one this morning on the way in. There's supposed to be signs from both directions that are set up for a week ahead of time, giving people a warning that they'll be using different ramps. Really, the traffic on 34 will have it fairly easy. It's just going to direct them to a different ramp, and they'll dive off on a different ramp, and then they'll go from there. So, but as with anything that busy, it's hard to, somebody won't know. You know, it'll catch somebody off guard. It always does, but we're trying to reach out as far as we can. So that's coming along, and that's probably probably every bit of a 4 or 5 week closure. So time will tell, but contractors ready to go, so that's coming up. Contractor up on Iowa City Road is getting going. Mostly just looking for tile right now, and doing some minor stuff, but that is starting to kind of slowly get going. That will also be closed once we get that chance. Of course, there's some residents along there, so they'll have access, but for through traffic, that'll be closed. The pavement lifting crew, for lack of a better way to describe them, the crew that we went out and saw last Tuesday is still working. They got rained out a little bit last week, they have finished Irish, and I would say it's a nice improvement. And they just finished the Augusta Bridge yesterday on the north end.
Did they make that saw cut we were talking about when we were out there, you know, where it was caught? Did that help?
They did make the saw cut. It helped a little. Not a lot. That's probably there's still a dip there, but they did improve it. It is not nearly what it was. So that rides a whole lot better on the end of that bridge, actually. So, and then today they're working up again up north of Yarmouth, and they should finish up today. So in fact, they're going up, one of our crews is going up today to do a saw cut up there to try to loosen up a joint from where it's binding up. So so anyway, that's going on, and two of the three ride far better than they did, and we'll see how the third one turns out, but so far I call it a success. So so sometime we're out and about, I'll let you guys see those final products. They certainly are an improvement. Beaverdale, or up on Pleasant Grove, we seem to talk about concrete blow-ups regularly anymore. The one that hit here a week ago or so, they got the one side of it all done and opened, and now they've moved over, and they, I believe yesterday they were going to pour the south side. So hopefully by tomorrow we'll be able to open up and have that back open, and we'll adjust accordingly. We do have a couple patches out on Beaverdale where they saw cut and remove, but we just put rock back in, so the road's open. So if you get any questions on that, we have a patching crew that's going to be doing work out on that area this summer. So we're just going to leave those rock right now, and then that patching crew can remove it and put in new concrete at that time. So as of right now, that's kind of the plan there, rather than spending money when we already have a contractor coming that way. And then last week, I got some preliminary plans dropped on my desk for the kind of the phase two of the DOT's project going north from the what they're working on now. So the bypass around Mediapolis, that area, I have not had a chance to look at them, but at some point, I guess I shouldn't say that. I did glance at one thing. I glanced at the area right there on Mediapolis Road because we'd had some conversations, and just that initial glance, it looks like what's in the plans is what was agreed to as far as some of the work there, but I need to spend more time on them, and I haven't had that chance. So those did show up, and at some point on Tuesday after meeting, we'll get out and maybe take a drive north and take a look at that, let you guys see how that looks. So other than that, there's, like I said, there's plenty of others still hauling rock, and culvert crew is still replacing culverts. I think the ditching crew finally got back to ditching today. They've been kind of rained out for a stretch last week. So we'll see what the weather does today, but trying to get back to a little bit more normal operation.
Okay, thank you. Ken,
CDS,
the mental health, how's that?
Yeah. Good morning. Going better this week. We've got phones again and faxes, so that's good. They got all hooked back up. I think some of those new culverts they were putting in town must have hit one of our lines for a while, but we got it all fixed. Contracting's going strong. We got half of the contracts approved at this last governing board meeting. We're going to try and get the other half approved at this governing board meeting in the 1st of July. There's a few details we're still working on with budgets and descriptions of services and things like that, so we're trying to rush around and get all that done. The recovery center will be opening up in July also, so that's really coming along. I appreciate Rodney and his guys getting the lights fixed and the flooring fixed, and then now they've been bringing in furniture. It's really starting to look like in another week or two they're going to be up and running. So they've hired staff. Optimase hired staff who had been awarded the contract, and they're being trained and everything. So everything's going well. We've been meeting with them. Last week we met with them. So yeah, things are coming along. You know, we're gonna start the new fiscal year, and then the claims from the region will be mostly coming out of the fiscal agent now. So that's gonna be different. A lot more claims coming through our auditor's office through the fiscal agent, instead of through so many eight different county budgets, you know. So that's going to take some adjusting, and we're all going to work hard on that after July 1 starts. And we still got a few questions of some of that transitional, what's the procedures for some of that transition. So we're still working on that, too.
The recovery center, that's pure run, right?
Right. It's got...
Have they gone through that training yet, or is that what they're going through now?
They have to go through that in August, actually. The training isn't offered till August for the peer support specialists to get fully certified in that. But they have peers involved now. It's just they won't be called peer support specialists trained until August.
Until August, okay.
But yeah, it's all set up. A number of the other recovery centers in our region have been looking for peer support specialists, but it's taken them a year or two once they start to find people and to get them trained. So we feel fortunate that they're starting right out with some people that they feel like are going to be able to be trained and get going a little quicker than some of the other counties. So
there's been some success that people with mental health issues when they deal with someone that's had lived experience.
Yeah.
So
yep. We're kind of like our Veterans Affairs office has veterans working in it. You have somebody you can relate to and talk with. And the same thing's going to be true of the recovery center. It'll have some paid staff there from Optimate, but it'll also have peer support specialists assisting. And it'll be peer run, so that means they get to pick their hours. They'll start out with some day hours now, but the people that come to the center will get to pick what hours they want for their service and what kind of activities they want to do. And so it's pretty exciting.
That's good.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Eric, how's the Southeast Iowa region land use?
Land use, I've been keeping busy overall, but nothing on the agenda for today. We've had a preliminary plat for a residential subdivision that's currently out for review. We have a planning, we have a zoning commission meeting set for early July for that. Aside from that, no minor subdivisions currently in the works, although we've had a few, processed a few permits for minor construction or in a couple of cases for utility work in a floodplain. Aside from that, nothing to report at this time.
Thank you. Moving on, don't see any correspondence. Do you gentlemen have any correspondence? Public input station number one. Anybody from the public have anything to say? Please rise, state your name. Seeing nobody here from the public outside of us, we should move on to discussion and vote. Accounts payable claims in amount of $1,390,595.35.
I don't usually bring out items and accounts payable, but I've got a question for the Sheriff's Department. There's $31,080 for DESCOM and a fund shortage. And I've got apparently the cost overruns in the DESCOM relocation. Or can you address that, Jeff?
Yeah, that would be the relocation out to the GRMC, the remodel, moving the phone lines, the new equipment out there, and they went about $120,000 over their estimates that they were planning on last year. So that $120,000 is being divided among all the entities that are involved, and our percentage is at 25.9%, which makes it that $31,000. So Burlington had to pay their percentage, and then West Burlington's being billed along with Danville and Minneapolis for that. It's a one-time cost for this move and remodel.
Costs a lot of money to move a department.
And I knew it was cost overrun. I just had given you a call last night. Actually, I was going to, so that you could address that. And just when it said fund shortage in the listing of accounts payable. Anyway, that's the only question I have. Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Thanks for explaining that, Jeff. Payroll claim reimbursements. Amount of $55.50.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. We have the Treasury's FY 2019, fiscal year 2019 list of depositories. Farmers and Merchants Bank, $20 million. Two Rivers Bank Trust, $15 million. Danville State Bank, $4 million. Mediapolis Savings Bank, $10 million. Our Public Investment Trust for $16 million, Great Western Bank for $4 million. And we have Midwest One Bank for $8 million.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Be nice if we didn't have to pay that back out, you know?
It distributed.
Yes. We have a Class C liquor license for the Barn on Ridge reception on 7/25/2018.
Motion
and,
to approve.
Excuse me. Yep, everything's in line.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. We have a special Class C liquor license for Des Moines County Conservation.
This probably calls for an explanation.
That's my new staff retention policy. No, so over the past couple of years, we've had our annual summer event at the Capitol Theater, and they had always provided it. And this year, based on some public feedback we got, it was suggested that we have it in our own park since it's kind of our own event. And so we're having the Stars game this year. And in order to be able to do that, we've got to get our own special license in order to, we're going to have a cash bar there at this event. So that's what brings us on.
Motion to approve.
Second.
We can give you a harder time if we want.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. I would suggest you don't let Bob and Tom go.
Might be a failure, cash failure.
We have a fireworks permit for the Fox Annual Fireworks Display. Let's see here. We've got a certificate of the shooter. Got the money for it.
Motion to approve.
Second. But why? Why do we have to have a permit? Aren't they legal?
No, that's
no,
just for
these,
the
these
consumer
is, yeah.
Fireworks.
Like commercial
oh.
fireworks.
Oh.
This is an event one, so.
Okay.
Did you second that?
I will.
Okay.
You insist.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Our treasury is probably short because we haven't had near as many permits.
Okay, we got approval of the fiscal year 19 ICAP insurance renewal. Premium was $282,024.47, and we got a credit voucher of $35,176.02, which makes a total due of $246,848.45.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Approval of the fiscal year 19 workers' compensation renewal. And this is the quote. Okay, the expiring premium was $156,669. The new premium is $150,701, which is a decrease of $5,968.
This is a good time to recognize our safety department.
Yes.
And the safety performance of all the Des Moines County employees. Our payrolls go up a little each year, but our workman compensation premium is working down in the right direction. So thank you to everybody who works in Des Moines County, and thank you, Angie.
Thank you. And I was just thinking, even with your ICAP insurance going down, I think the public needs to understand how well the county does with their insurances. That's not something you normally see, and the taxpayers need to understand that you guys do it right. I mean,
And about a month ago, we got a refund check on the fiscal 17 workman's compensation, a check for $54,700 some odd dollars. And beyond that, it's nice to see everybody go home at night.
Exactly.
In one piece. So.
Exactly.
I say you guys do it right. Yeah. You guys, all of you.
That's it.
So everyone gets a pat on the back.
Yep. Yeah. Everybody gets a pat on the back. That's a win-win for everybody. Yeah. So, motion to approve.
Second.
Carrie.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Resolution 2018-047 approving issuance of a general obligation loan agreement, anticipated project note not to exceed $700,000.
These two,
yep.
Two notes, this one and the next one, are the line of credit the county does to keep the levy down. That it's not at the end of the fiscal 19, we paid off before June 30th, so there's no ongoing debt. But it allows us to save about 18 cents on the levy. And we have to get two notes because of some change in the law. So this is for the capital expenditures. And that's still tax-free to the entity that loans that to us. The earnings on this are tax-free. The earnings on the insurance are not. You might not want to read the whole thing. Anybody mind if we don't read it?
You know, they would have never known it as long as you hadn't said something. So I'm afraid to ask me. Would you like to read this?
Okay.
Whereas the Board of Supervisors of Des Moines County, State of Iowa, has herefore proposed to enter into the General Obligation Loan Agreement pursuant to the provision of section 331.402 of the Code of Iowa for the purpose of financing repairs, improvement, and equipment for the county buildings and acquiring vehicles for county departments and the projects, and the county has published notice of such proposal and held a hearing therein. And whereas it is necessary to authorize the issuance of a tax-exempt general obligation loan agreement, anticipation project note. The tax-exempt project note is an amount not to exceed $700,000. Therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Des Moines County Supervisors as follows. The tax-exempt project note is hereby authorized to be issued to Danville State Savings Bank, the purchaser, in anticipation of the receipt and being payable from sources to be received and expended in connection with the project. Tax-exempt project note shall be signed by the chairperson and attested by the county auditor and delivered to the purchaser, and shall mature on the date June 30th, 2019, until shall bear interest at the rate of 2% per annum payable at the set of the project note, except the provisions herein set with respect to redemption prior to maturity become applicable.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Carrie.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
One of the ideas is how well this program works. Is last year we had like a $1.4 million credit facility. We could borrow that much, and I don't know if we ever reached a million. But it cost us $3,000 or less in interest. and saved, from last year, but this particular year will save about 18 cents on the levy.
Okay, now we have a resolution approving a general obligation loan agreement anticipated project note not to exceed $1,200,000.
You might be able to ask if anybody minds if you waive the reading. The only difference is this will have a 2.25% interest instead of a 2% interest, because this, the interest will be taxable to the bank.
We're okay with you waiving the reading.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Okay, we have personnel actions, one from the conservation and one from the county attorney. Conservation. For my position as Natural Resource Manager with Des Moines County Conservation. My last day of employment will be July the 13th, 2018. I have been offered a position of Habitat Conservation Technician with the South Dakota Game, Fish, and Park Station out of Moorbridge. I am grateful for the opportunity to have worked with so many great people and be a part of some outstanding projects. Future is bright for Des Moines County Conservation and Des Moines County as a whole. Yours in Conservation's Jeremy Yost. His resignation July the 13th.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. If you want to go to South Dakota, it's cold up there.
That's what I was thinking.
The next one is for Christopher Scarborough, Assistant County Attorney. It's a staffing reorganization of attorneys, promoted to felony attorney effective 6th, June the 26th of 18. His salary went from $56,237.50 to $58,680.
Motion approved.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. We have the minutes for a regular meeting on June 19th, 2018.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Is there any other business?
I have none.
I have none.
Future agenda items? Committee reports.
I attended a mental health and disability services meeting. We approved administrative rules for a developmental disability program, and we're preparing for the the reports the commission's required to provide to the state later this fall. That's all I had.
Paul?
I didn't have anything.
Okay, I had a community action, and one thing come out of our community action thing, they sent out a client survey. I just wanted to read off just a couple, three or four of them that we got back on the client survey from community action where they help people in the community. These are from different individuals, from have young children to the older senior citizens that can't afford stuff. Community action has given me strength and support to get back on track. Another one, it gave resources to help manage my life. They have helped me keep my utilities and food in my refrigerator. Thank you. I finally have some hope. They have helped me keep food in my stomach, relieved so much worry, and prevented loss of heat and electricity. The senior citizens gave us food. An employee was amazing and very respectful and professional. Took a huge burden off my shoulders. Without the help of your great staff, I would be living in the streets. Thank you. So our tax dollars does do some good, you know, at community action. It's heartbreaking to see some of this, some of these others that they had. I just wanted to read them all. I attended a SIAC meeting. It's that's a South Iowa Area Crime Commission, and this is where I was talking to you, Doug, that where I got that where they was going to come in August, but I'm sure you know more than what they know.
Maybe SIAC will come.
Yeah.
But the state talents.
Well, okay, SIAC's got you down for August.
That
yeah.
is possible.
Yeah.
They haven't made contact with me though.
Okay.
Usually they come before the state jail inspector, but.
And everything seems to be going pretty good there. It's no, actually they got you down for September. I'm sorry. So Fairfield and all. But
we'll welcome them when they come.
Okay.
We'll still be here.
Yeah.
I attended an early childhood, and it's very disappointing. Like Krista said, they took our $28,000 funding away from our county nursing program, where we go out and visit the young children. And Krista, you can explain what that program is, so they know where they're losing out more.
It's our home visitation program, and so our nurses go out and meet with, they work with people who are prenatal, up to children, up to families with children up to 3 years of age. Prenatally, they work with them to help, obviously, bring babies to full term, so we're not having premature births, and as well as full birth weights. And then with the newborns up to 3 years of age, the nurses go out, work with the families to see what kind of resources they need to help these kids be successful. They check on the children, make sure that they're reaching specific milestones, you know, that if they should be doing something at a certain age point that it's happening, or do they need to have resources come in, as well as you know, resources out in community. Some of these moms that we work with, you know, need help to finish up their education. Some of these families, because it can be moms or dads, need help, you know, as far as going out and be able to find resources to be able to find a job, or even just food. Sometimes it's helping and put in contact with the food pantry so they're able to get food into the home. So just really providing those resources. And yeah, it was very unfortunate we lost that. Currently we have 17 families that are on our program, so it was definitely a valuable resource for our folks. But like I said, we'll have to work with our families and see, help them out with different resources.
Isn't up to 3 years of age the most critical time for development mentally and
yeah.
emotionally? That's really sad.
So would you say that kids are being left behind?
That is so sad.
Unfortunately.
Where did they divert that money someplace else? Or?
No, they kept it in case they're going to have a clawback. There was a
No DHS?
No, the Little Sharpe.
Oh, okay.
In case they had a clawback from the state, said that you're overspending your money, they wanted to keep that, that money in there. It was a...
As a reserve?
It was a thing that, because Krista had lost help, just walked out on her. Some reports didn't get put in, and that was a month ago. So we took a vote and we gave a month with this, you know, to get these reports in, because Krista was at a, not her fault, you know, I mean, just one of them things. When you have somebody that's supposed to be doing something walks out and never did it, it throws you in a tizzy. Well, the money was there a month ago, then we went back, and now the money's not there. So they wanted to keep it for a clawback. I was ready to claw back at somebody, but it wouldn't have done any good, you know. But it's just sad that they took the funding away.
Who's they? Who took it away?
The board. It's a vote of the whole board, and you know, I'm only one vote on that board. And I voted no. I was a little upset, you know, because I hate to see these things happen, because we don't take care of the child. You know, this comes down from the federal government and the state and on down. So I feel that we got the raw end of the deal. And I told Chris to apply for it next year. So, moving on. I had a Southeast Iowa Detention Service, and you know, through May, we have spent $44,160 more than we have last year for juvenile detention down in Montrose. Year to date, we spent $177,600, and that does not include transportation costs. Our transportation costs on this last payroll here was right at $2,500.
What'd you say? How much more is that than last year, did you say?
Right now, it's $44,160 more than what it was last year. That's just for the housing at $160 a day. It's $1,140. I don't know, I got things here.
That's close enough.
Yeah, but you know, it's, we got to stop crime someplace, and you know, when they start this young doing this, they just keep escalating. You know, we had a thing at church Sunday. We had kids from this tall up to middle school, maybe a couple of them in high school, all up in front singing, you know, and I got thinking about these kids here. This is what they need to do. They need to get these kids involved in stuff like that, church and dancing programs where they're not out on the streets doing this stuff that they're doing here. We need more of that. It's really sad. I could go on and on and on about that, but I'm not going to. So then I had an Iowa workforce.
You might be preaching to the choir. You might be preaching to the choir.
Yep, I know.
Yeah, we'll go ask Jeff where he goes down and picks him up at.
Yep. On a good note, Iowa workforce meeting last night, through May of 2018, Des Moines County is 3% unemployment rate, where last year at this time we was 4%. The United States is 3.8, where last year at this time they was 4.3. So that's our good note. That's all I had.
We're going paperless. We use up a lot of paper.
Public input station number two. Seeing nobody rise, move for adjournment.
Uh,
Aye.
Aye.